are moving on now as Minister of State at the Department of Education with Special Responsibility for Special Education and Inclusion, Michael Moynihan, has called on parents and guardians in Kildare to complete their school transport applications and payments ahead of tomorrow, Friday, May 8th, deadline. And Minister Moynihan joins me on the line now. Minister, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the Kildare Today Show.
Good morning and thank you for having me. I suppose the issue here is that tomorrow is the deadline, the 8th of May, for the closing of applications for school transport for both primary and post-primary education. And reaching out to parents and guardians through your radio station to ensure that they will have the portal is open until tomorrow, and that we are appealing to everybody to make sure that they sign on the pupils, their details, pay. And then if you had a medical card holder, the school transport is free. So enter your details of the medical card. So either one of them, but for primary and post-primary, for pupils that are actually within the school education system and pupils that are either starting primary school or starting post-primary school, that they do apply on the portal. It's hugely important because I suppose the portal was normally the first week of June. It's the first week of May this year, so that we'd have more time over the summer months to plan the routes. As you appreciate, the school transport is an enormous operation for both the Department of Education and Bus Éireann to plan and to make sure that we have the best possible services in place for September 2026. And as always, you know, the crunch points for the school transport is late August, early September, and we are trying, by having the data and the information a month earlier, to try and alleviate as much stress as possible for families, and to ensure that we have. But I suppose for the purposes of today is to ask the parents and guardians to go on to the departments, to the Bus Éireann portal, to record their application for transport needs for September 2026, pay if that applies to them, and if it's the medical card, to put in the medical card details, so that we have the full data from this evening, and then we will be working towards it over the next number of months in planning the system.
And Minister, making this appeal for parents in Kildare, was there maybe a lower uptake for people in Kildare for these school applications?
Well, we were tracking it, I suppose, in the last couple of days. There has been huge traffic on the system, all right, but we were quite concerned about it, that there was a low uptake in comparison to what we would have last year. So I suppose I'm reaching out through your radio station, and I do appreciate the opportunity to do so, that people that would have or believe that they would be entitled to the school transport system, I'm appealing to them, because we were concerned about the uptake within Kildare, within the radio listenership. But it is important, you know, today and tomorrow to make sure. And I suppose we, typically Irish, we are always lastminute.com, and then you see the huge amount of traffic in the last bit. But I do appeal to parents and guardians to ensure that if they have children at primary or post-primary, that they have logged on and that they've put in their details, and that we have the data so that we can make the best possible decisions into the summer and beyond for students looking for the school transport. And as you would know, through your own program, in August and September, there's many families are contacting, saying that they can't get a school transport system, that they can't get the challenges, can't get tickets. And it's hugely respected and hugely valued by families at this stage. When we started free education going back many decades ago, it was because transport wasn't there. Now it is because of the work-life pattern of families, and they really do appreciate. And the one, if you see the school transport over the last 5 or 6 years has gone from 120,000 students to almost 180,000 students. So it is hugely expanded, and the state are putting in a huge amount of money, north of 500 million for the transport. And it's predominantly, I suppose, in rural areas, but it is hugely valued. And as a public representative myself, when families come to me looking for that coveted bus ticket, you know, the importance of that, the importance of what it it does for them and their you know, in transport to and from school is hugely important. So I am appealing to everybody to make sure that they have their details in by tomorrow, and that they pay in full, or that they put in their medical card details, whichever applies to them.
All right, Minister, I do want to bring up the track record for the school transport here in Kildare. It's not been the best, I'll have to say, KFM. We have multiple articles, we've reported about it, the likes of Newbridge, Strafford, Maynooth, just a few, having no buses to get to school or buses being pulled midway through the year. They go on break for Christmas and then, you know, they're sent a letter saying there's not going to be a bus to bring them to school back in January. With this school application form, can parents really ensure that they will get school transport available for themselves and not have it halted midway, as we've seen a number of times here in Kildare?
Yeah, well, I suppose the challenges on the school transport, it is an enormous operation to run the school transport initiative right across the country, and we have contractors, we have the Bus Éireann fleet themselves, but the vast majority are contractors, and we've seen, particularly in different counties, where the challenges have been to get contractors, to keep the contractors on the school bus routes, and some of the contractors would be intergenerational contractors, you know, that they would be near the third generation of families that would be actually providing the school transport at this stage for families. But we have seen, you know, for some reasons, for health reasons, for other challenges for the contractors, that they have to pull out of the service, and we are then scrambling to try and make sure that we have the services. There is, like, if you look at the enormity of trying to make sure that we have school transport right across the country, both for mainstream education and special education, it is a huge challenge, but there is a hugely dedicated team in both Bus Éireann and in the department to ensure that. And I suppose the shortcomings of it and the challenges that we have had in different areas, you mentioned your own number of areas of Kildare. Yes, I am acutely aware of it, and we did have a number of challenges there last year as well. But we are endeavouring to try and make sure that we have the best possible service available. We are dependent, I suppose, on other agencies as well. But on the first instance, to get the information, but then to make sure that we have the service into the future. The other thing is that we're also looking at projects to see, can we better integrate the school transport into the existing public transport system right across the country, to see is there efficiencies that can be made there. Like the system itself is costing well over €500 million at this stage, but it is providing massive service for families. And the shortcomings of it, there are always challenges on school buses, but we are endeavouring to try and get ahead of that by bringing forward the date by a month and ensuring that we have the best possible service for September 2026. But I do take the shortcomings, and I can assure you that both I and the department officials in Bus Éireann do take our roles to roll out the school transport system as efficiently as possible very seriously.
Minister, just a reminder then for listeners, for parents, guardians who haven't yet filled out that application, whether through they haven't gotten time to do it yet or maybe they weren't aware of it, where exactly do they need to go? What website?
So they need to go on the Bus Éireann school transport website, the busairn.ie/the school transport website. And they need to go on that system. There is a customer number, all right, for Bus Éireann, which is on the Bus Éireann website. But they need to go on the Bus Éireann website and they need to apply. And the closing date is Friday, the 8th of May, which is tomorrow.
Minister, thank you for your time on the Kildare Today Show this morning. That is Minister of State at the Department of Education with Special Responsibility for Special Education and Inclusion, Michael Moynihan, calling on parents and guardians here in Kildare to complete their school transport applications and payments ahead of tomorrow's deadline. Again, if you want to find out more information, you can log on to the School Transport Family Portal on the Bus Éireann /school buses website and do complete that application and payment. If you are paying, if you have a medical card, I do believe you are exempt from paying, and that will close temporarily from May 8th to the 1st of July 2026 to facilitate planning for the school year. As listeners of the show, you will know that the school transport. We have covered it in the past with a lot of bus services being pulled from schools halfway through the year or during the summer months, and it can lead to a lot of stress and confusion for parents and guardians trying to get their children to school. And many of them were saying, you know, I can't have my child walk to school. It's too dangerous. But again, as Minister Moynihan was saying, they are closing those deadlines a month earlier than usual in order to try and, you know, get on top of all of those kind of, I suppose, problems that they have been having with school transport in the past number of years. So for now, it is just really making sure that if you haven't filled out that application form, do so. We can send you on those details if you want to text it over to you. If you want more information, do call us on 045 898 999 or email studio@kfmradio.com. Talk.